Christian families and churches are being targeted in Iraq. Christians move to serve the widows of Uganda, and believers are laying the foundation for ministry in Morocco. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Just in the last 6 weeks, 3,000 Christian families fled the city of Mosul in Iraq. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, just returned from there. He's not sure whether the Iraqi government is unable or unwilling to protect the Christians.
There seems to be enough sympathy for the radical Islamist position within the armed forces, within the police force, that there's not that sense of, we will put a stop to this, whatever it takes. And so the Christians are living in fear, and many of them are fleeing their town or they're fleeing the country altogether.
Many Christians are killed by family members who are ashamed of their conversion. Pray that God will strengthen Christian families and spread the good news and enable Christian leaders to continue their ministry.
The real challenge is having leadership that will stay through the difficult times, that will survive being targeted by the terrorist and can continue to work and lead the church.
Next, as the Middle East watches to find out what President-elect Barack Obama will do there, ministries are also wondering. But it's not stopping their work. Words of Hope continues to broadcast Arabic Christian programs into the region. Words of Hope's Lita Young says they're seeing an increasing number of text message responses to their programming.
The number of different individuals who sent text messaging responses to Arabic broadcasts during 2007 was 4,000 different people. But the number in 2008 has grown 50%. It's over 6,000.
Before that, they relied on letters. According to DeYoung, in the Middle East,
postal services are not always reliable and especially difficult in places where there may be opposition to Christianity. And so mail coming from listeners or returning back to them often didn't make it.
Pray that God will use this in discipleship and evangelism. You're listening to Mission Network News. CURE International's Steve Bostian is heading to the Dominican Republic next week to head up the ministry facilities there.
About 80 to 85% of the children that are gripped in poverty just don't have the resources to get a permanent cure for their disability like kids in the United States would.
The hospital serves more than 700 outpatients each month and maintains a very active spiritual ministry.
We use the medical ministry as a platform for evangelism and spiritual ministry. The gospel is shared with every child that comes into a hospital or clinic and his or her family. And even afterwards, every child is visited in his or her home.
Bostian looks forward to seeing CURE as a self-supporting ministry in the DR.
The long-term goal that I have is to work with Dominicans that have the means to give and work with the church in that country to raise the level of indigenous support.
Meanwhile, in the remote Ugandan jungles known as APAC, HIV-positive widows are struggling to provide for their children while fearing attacks from a rebel army. Bright Hope International is encouraging these women through a microloan program that will provide a source of income for them. With the loans provided by Bright Hope, women can start small farming and sewing projects. Many of the women lost their husbands to AIDS, war, or disease. Pray for widows throughout Uganda. And finally, while conversion from Islam isn't a criminal offense in Morocco, new believers have endured social ostracism. Missionary work isn't allowed, but there are foreign workers in other roles seeking to share their faith. ION Network reports the Lord has opened another door for evangelism in Casablanca, the biggest city in Morocco. Plans are on track to open an evangelical center in 2009. Pray for the right person who will take responsibility of the center as a worker of the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them as they reach out at Christmas. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.